You often don't think about making a dessert that resembles a 50-foot-high flood levee. That's what this bakery did, though, and what resulted was a lot of folks coming through the doors. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgriLiquid, whose goal is to prosper the farmer. That means less applied fertilizer, more food, fiber, and fuel. Learn more at agroliquid.com.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgriLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgriLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agriliquid.com.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
Mary Hostetter began her Blue Owl restaurant and bakery in Kimswick, Missouri in 1985. The location along the Mississippi River was often a beautiful setting, but in 1993, it took all of a 50-foot levee to save her establishment from destruction. They wanted to do something to say thanks to those who had volunteered to save the town's homes and businesses.
So we decided that if we could build a pie that resembled the levee that saved the town of Kimswick, that would be something really positive for people to enjoy.
The Levee High apple pie, as it became known, really stood out in the display case and caused some confusion as well.
When we first built it, people would come in and they would look at our bakery case and they would say, "How did you pump that pie crust up with air?" And then we said, "Oh no, it's filled with apples."
People then thought they were just stacking whole apples inside a pie tin and putting a crust over the top. Not so.
18 apples were hand-peeled and sliced at that time. They were each hand-placed, and they still are hand-placed.
That's right, 18 full apples sliced and stacked into one pie. Quite impressive. And then there was one more addition.
Once it came out of the oven, and we see this beautiful, golden, crisp apple pie, and we looked at it and we said, caramel pecan topping, that would be perfect on this pie to make it look like it has the rocks and everything that was on top of the levee to make it strong.
All of Mary's pies are quite delicious, but it's that Levee High apple pie that has gained quite a bit of attention. So much so that when certain people began talking about it, they suddenly found themselves slicing thousands upon thousands of apples ahead of Christmas. That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Kimswick, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.